Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of Nichols, the Colonels. Coach, how are you? How you been?
Man, good. Good to be on with you. You know what it is? Good to have you all, like, on my home territory, you know? I know usually we get on the air, but it's good to have y'all here.
Man, one Monday night, I'm looking out. You know, we had the casino. I look out there. I totally embarrassed. I said, man, that looks like Tim Rebo all day. He said, oh, Mike, you're imagining things. I said, no, one thing for sure, I know that white hair.
Mike, we talked about that. If there was going to be a time, I was going to be out recruiting.
Right.
And we were going to recruit. He's now on our team, a tight end, Lee Negrado. And we were going. I said, man, we're listening to the show. I said, we have to stop in. I waved to you. I said, come on up here. You got
yeah,
you got
sure
me
enough.
That's right.
Sure enough.
That right. Building right here, about 140 yards away on the other end zone, that's going to be your new football operations center. If I said it wrong, correct me, but that looks beautiful. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's been much needed here. We talk about the facilities here, original from what in the 70s,
cool.
you know, that we had. And so a lot of people, we had Norby Chabert got involved with us and got some money for us. And then Trey Bookvault, the largest donation that was given to us. And there you see it. In about 2 weeks, we'll be getting into it. And we'll be in it before we get to start our fall camp.
That's awesome to see it. And then more along the way, because as this finishes, you're going to finally get you an indoor facility, Mr. Rebo.
Yeah, right over the ditch, right behind. And then it'll take about 6 months, Mike, to build that. And then we're going to end up moving our fields. I think we're going to move our practice fields to be
– to the left?
Probably all around
okay.
It. We're trying to find out the right spot for it to have it. So by next summer, hopefully, we'll – and you know what the weather does around here, and you look where it's been the last couple of weeks, and then again today. But just to get out that lightning too, you know, not just all the rain and the mud, but the lightning, you can go out and have that. So we got some good things happening here, so we're really excited about it.
With that prospect, and also what you have built now, just speak about how much that something simple as that can help you in recruiting in terms of facilities.
Yeah, and Mike's one we talk about Christian all the time. He says it's an arms race, right? And in facilities that you have to build these things. And this is what everybody has nowadays.
No, you don't want to bring them over here at night where they can't see it. Hey, that was an old coach used to do that.
You have to get creative sometimes and show them some things, and we do that. So. Yeah, it's got to help us. I mean, you know that. We've gotten some good players here just because of, you know, now we're winning a little bit and because of the culture we created. But hopefully the facilities that can help us, get the next guy here. But, you know, you say, hey, man, look what you've done. You have this built. Now the pressure's even on more. You know,
Rebo, that's what they're paying you all that money for.
Exactly,
you know, that
right.
$2.8 million that you get every year.
Yeah,
yeah right.
Yeah.
One of the things, Tim, I got to talk to your quarterback this morning for a while, Lindsey Scott,
right?
And man, you know, the more you talk to him, the more you so impressed with him as not only as a player but as a person, and how he picks things up, how he articulates that, and man, to follow in the moccasins of Chase, who was a game changer here at Nichols State, he has handled it so well, because a lot of guys crumble under that, you know. They you always compare me to 4K. You know, or you compare me to somebody else, and he has handled that so well.
For 4 years, we knew who the starting quarterback was going to be. I mean, you know, you had some competition in the fall camp, but it was Chase, and Lindsey sat that year he had to sit out and sat behind Chase, and then he got in a battle with Cohen Grenier, and he ended up winning that battle and got to play seven games. He hadn't played. People forget about that, how many years it's been since he actually played quarterback.
Because he was at LSU, JUCO, Missouri.
Then he had to sit out. Yeah. So it had been a while. So I thought he handled it really, really well. Listen, we talked a lot about Chase Fulcade and what he did for this program and the face of the program. And I thought Lindsey could be that guy too. And he has really fulfilled that role, like you said. Really, really proud of him, how he's done it. And we're expecting some big things from him, too, this year.
I asked Lindsey this, so I ask you. Somebody who has not watched Deshaun Dixon play at wide receiver, give him a description of Dixon, because you talk about a guy who can tilt the field. He can tilt the field at wide receiver.
You know, you always, as coaches, we've always done this. Look at the opponents and see how good they look, and they look good in uniform. And then
I want him.
And then we started getting the guys, you know, the PJs and the guys up front. But when you look at Deshaun Dixon in a uniform, I mean, that's what they're supposed to look like, huh. And what he's done. And you know, what he's done for 4 years, he's taken over games. When he wants to, he can take over a game and really, really dominate. And he's working hard this summer, so he's really, really expecting some big things. You know, him and Lindsey got to get on the same page a little bit more. That was
a big part of it.
Yes, and getting there. And then some of the games last year, you know, everybody wants the ball, Christian. You know that. Everybody,
sure.
And then we're scoring a lot of points early on last year, but you're trying to spread the ball around. And you say, well, why Dejon's not catching the ball? Why this one's not catching the ball? Because, you know, you're trying to play a bunch of people and do that. So, but when you know it comes down to crunch time, you know
where the ball's going.
Yeah.
I hand that ball off to Gums. I throw that ball to Dixon. Yeah.
And then you got Lindsey Scott.
And you got Lindsey.
You know, so, yeah.
But defensively, I thought that was something when people asked, what about Nichols again in the spring? My big thing is, and Bobby always tells me, oh, it's next man up, Mike. I was like, man, depends on who that next man is. Mm-hmm. And when you lose a guy like Sully Lesh, who as big as a difference maker as Chase was on offense, Sully was on the defensive side to football.
Take over a game. And a guy like him, he took over games.
I remember at the end, Southeastern. All they got to do, Cole, all he's got to do is
ball
fall forward.
That's right.
He pops the ball out.
And who was it? Sully Lesh.
Sully Lesh.
And then you go down, you play in UIW, and you need a sack on the last drive. And who is it? Sully Lesh. We in the playoffs. I mean, that was him. That was the big difference, I think, last year. With us up front. Listen. A lot in the back end. You can't cover them forever. You know that. And so now all of a sudden the throws the year before that were getting altered by the pressure up front is not there as much. You know, and you can't blitz every down. And so I think that was it, because it was some bang-bang throws. Then, you know, you hit the quarterback, but his ball's out. So those are things we got to be able to get ways to get creative and get some pressure on that quarterback this year.
Don't tell Buddy Ryan not to blitz every down.
Well, there are some, but, I mean, Yeah, a little difference in philosophy there.
You were telling me last night the guy who was the FCS Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. You coached his brother.
Yes. Yes.
And Cole Kelly. Cole's at Southeastern. And Frank's done a great job with him. He does not look like the same guy that I saw earlier in his career. But you coached his brother.
Yeah, Lance Kelly played for us and know the family, you know, recruited them and all that. Have a really, really good relationship. And we joked this morning, we were saying, I know I'm on radio, but I said, I remember when Cole, when he was this big, and my hand's right here, and somebody said, well, he was never just that big. He was always a big
He's
guy.
He's a big man.
I'm really, really happy for him. I mean, to have come from our conference to, you know, the FCS
man,
player
to win
of the
that
year.
And is
what
unbelievable.
He did. And to see him grow and how he progressed last year to lead them back from the year before. And Frank says that he's really matured and he's come a long way from the days and what happened at Arkansas.
At Arkansas.
You know, and really, so I'm really, really happy. And it just speaks about our league. And then who else we got? You know, who I'm taking picture with last night is Cody Ogeron. You know, sending one to that guy in Baton Rouge and tell him that he's, you know, so.
That's one guy from Louisiana here. It's Cody.
No, I know it. So, yeah, so we they got some good players here and from our league.
Nichols head football coach Tim Rebo here on Sports Talk. And Coach, I want to ask you, last year because of COVID didn't happen. You were supposed to play LSU in Baton Rouge, didn't happen. But could we see the Colonels playing the Tigers in the future?
Yes, I think you can. some things that happen in right now in college football. You know, the schedules are made so far in advance. But Jonathan Terrell has a good relationship, our athletic director, who's just walking
see,
up.
See, Jonathan,
right now.
He just wants to come in to have his
right
own segment.
Cue, right
so
on
So we're
cue.
Fixing to end with you so Jonathan can have his own gig.
JT, they asked a question. Christian asked a question about possibly playing LSU in the near future. Maybe you can elaborate.
Yeah, so
pull that up a little bit.
How about this?
Go.
Good? Good.
Yep.
So I've been in contact with LSU for the last couple of – since – I mean, since it happened, and it looks like that we're going to try to get on the schedule in the next couple of years. So what happens is they have their schedule already set, and it's going to be out. You know, they have a rotation and all of this stuff, and to try to move somebody out the way, but they're trying to be fair and get us in. So, excuse me, that's what's about to happen.
I asked Coach earlier. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. I asked Coach earlier about that beautiful facility over there. What's that mean to you?
Well, I can tell you, I was just bringing an alum that came through and I played with, and he said, when you walked through it, what did you feel? And I said, tears run down my cheek.
I wish I'd have been in there.
to have that and to know that, you know, we're doing so much better for these student-athletes and continue to grow and move forward is the most important thing. And so we're so excited, man, to walk in. And I can tell you that I never thought that at Nicholls State University that we would have that beautiful place.
So JT was in that locker room in that old building.
And now
he was in the coach's offices in that old building. And now he's in the AD's office. So, I mean, he's seen that inside out. So that's a pretty nice structure in that end zone.
Mike, you had one? I don't know.
Yeah, one of the things, guys, last year was just so unusual. No one had ever been through it to go through that time. With the COVID period, you guys not being able to play, you know, in the fall, throwing it to the spring. From both of you, the adjustments for you as a coach, for you as an AD, to make all that work because, okay, you are writing a book that's open. There ain't nothing on there that you can go back to and say, okay, we did this in the past, we can do it now. No, you walk into the road that's pretty dark.
Yes.
Mike, call coaches.
Yeah.
You know, we call coaches. Hey, how do you do this? Where did you do this? Well, nobody's ever been through that before, so we were in uncharted waters in that.
Yeah, right? for sure. I mean, you know, I'm brand new in the job. I'm not even a weekend.
Right.
To the big league.
You're talking about canceling sports and canceling football and doing all of this stuff. And just like Coach Rebo said, man, I'm ready to get on the phone and call somebody to see how to handle it. And they're asking me questions.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm the new guy, guys. Y'all need to help me out here. And nobody had an answer. And, you know, the biggest deal is that we put the student-athletes first, right, and work with our coaching staff to make sure that we did what was right by them for their health and safety. But I'm telling you, it was tough.
It was testing 3 days a week all year, trying to, you know, wearing masks, social distancing, meetings. I know everybody was going through that. It was super exciting in January. You know, hey, yeah, we're playing. We started practice. And then I would probably say in the middle of February or middle of March, it kind of lost a little bit of luster, I think, for the players playing in the spring. You know?
Yeah.
But, of course, if you make the playoffs, then, you know, they're a little bit more excited and want to get in.
One thing's for sure, they can't complain about the heat in practice. Come on, JT. Yeah. You would give up anything to have to practice in that type of weather.
There's no doubt.
Can't say, boy, the humidity was really bad in February.
February 2nd.
Man, it was bad here.
You couldn't do that. But I can tell you, I always my hat always goes off to our coaches and staff and our president, Dr. Kloon. I'm telling you guys, we had – no crazy outbreaks.
No.
Nothing. I mean, he has 115 people, right, 110, and I'm telling you, we did not have to shut down and lose one game. You know, that's amazing, but it was all because of the structure and everything that they did as coaches.
And the athletes, the student athletes
did what they were
asked to do and supposed to do. You know, you got to travel a little different. We got to stay apart a little bit more. All that was different. We everybody had their own hotel. No, we didn't do that. We didn't go that far.
Come on, Rebo.
Easy.
Come on, Rebo.
I know what that budget looks like.
Yeah, exactly. I was fixing to say that checkbook ain't that thick.
JT and Tim, how do you guys, either one of y'all can go first, name, image, and likeness so far? How's it, has it impacted any of your players in the football program? And as the AD, has it impacted any of the athletes over here?
I don't think it's totally impacted us yet, Christian. There's still so much unknown. There's so much more education that has to go on. We got to teach our players about what's going to happen. We have some athletic directors that are here this week. We're picking their brain. We're asking them what they're going to see. I think our players don't know yet. A lot of the players don't know. They think all of a sudden they're just going to go on Instagram and ask people to follow them and they're going to get paid. You know, things don't work like that. We got to get through a lot of things about if somebody's going to ask them to go to a photo shoot or somebody's going to ask them to go to Rotolo's to sign autographs. So, you know, what are they going to do? How are they going to handle those types of things? And then where – they got to know. They got to go through the athletic department. They got to go through our compliance. You can't just go all of a sudden and say, hey, here comes the money. Now, I know they got some of the big schools, so some of the bigger players, but – A lot is going to be unknown.
Yeah, it's all about education for us, right? So these, I mean, you drop a couple thousand dollars on these kids right now, and you're talking about they may have never had that much money at one time, right? But they don't understand how it's going to affect. You got to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. No,
right?
We talked about that with Tommy Tucker this morning. Hey, guess what? Uncle Sam, you know.
I was listening, Mike. I heard y'all talking about that.
Listen, he passed that collection plate.
That's right.
Like
at
church.
He need his.
And he want his first. You
yes,
know,
sir.
And don't talk about a year from now. I want my money now.
That's right.
Either that or you're going to pay that penalty.
You're going to pay that penalty. And so when we talk about education, how important it is, and just making sure that we're in constant communication because we know that's the key.
And you don't want them to do anything to lose some eligibility.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be careful of that. So they can't just go sign something or do something, use the logo, you know all the stuff that's going on. And man, I tell you, it's gonna be crazy. Hopefully, you know, the season's gonna get started, and it might die out a little bit, you know, when the football starts. But hopefully, we can get it across.
I think that is an issue a little bit today. I think it'll be a bigger issue down the road. I think the biggest issue today, college sports, transfer portal,
yep.
Because it is gonna affect every sport. You re-recruiting the same athlete over and over again to stay is the college football version of NFL free agency. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not happy with you. You didn't talk well to me.
Football,
I'm going.
That's right.
Guys, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, entering the portal, I really do. You're talking about these coaches and talking about all they have to go through. And, you know, they spend all this time recruiting these kids. And then just like that, I mean, you talk about NIL, right? You talk about name, image, and likeness. If somebody has a better opportunity for that, then you got to talk about recruiting. It's across the board.
They may want to transfer there because they feel they can go somewhere else.
Sure.
I just saw that, Coach.
Yeah. Rabbit.
Little rabbit. You know, I got two of them in my yard constantly. Now, I hate to say it. I feed the birds in my yard, so yeah. I think they're getting the leftovers, but whatever. That's living on the bayou. You see a wild rabbit passing through.
Coach. Mike, we've always had where you can transfer the rule.
But you
transfer
have to sit
down.
Out.
Yeah. Well, you could transfer down.
Down.
You know, if you were going from FBS to FCS, and let's say a guy wants to go to up the road down there, and he can't play, and all of a sudden he wants to come down, he can play.
I get that.
And I do too. And I don't think that system was broken that way.
No,
okay,
we don't.
But to try to go the other way now, it's going to be. And here's a guy. Let's go bigger. I mean, if a guy's going to play for the University of Kentucky, then all of a sudden he wants to go play next year for Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't get that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I think that for us at FCS level, we talk about it being. We're not a junior college.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what it's turned into
and,
now.
And now you have a farm club because what you do is you come recruit our kids, right? You come recruit our student athletes because, you know, they had breakout seasons. And we spent all our time when they wasn't good enough for you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And now you can come. And that's the transfer portal caused a lot of trouble with that.
My thing about it is if Dixon was a sophomore today, how many teams would be after him?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so. And I don't know about this. Let's talk about this. In our league right here, I hope we don't have to worry about a guy going from Nichols to Southeastern or a guy going from McNeese to Northwestern.
I don't know how much money I got in my pocket, but I bet sometimes that's going to happen.
To me, it boils down
to – I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I hope I don't have to worry about that.
Would you be really retired don't. Or what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
To me, it kind of it speaks to – the idea of I could just take my ball and go home anytime I want.
Exactly right.
That's it.
And I was raised that you go compete. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out for you, stick around, keep competing. Mm-hmm. And now it's I didn't get it. I didn't get what I wanted. See ya. I'm out.
That's the part I don't like about it.
Yeah, and that's what it comes. That's what it comes to be, right? You don't treat me right. I don't like the way you speak to me. What you were talking about earlier, and then it comes to I'm gonna take my ball and go home.
Everybody said, "Oh, this is just gonna affect the quarterback."
What? Absolutely not.
Hell no! It's gonna affect every position you have on your football team. Is gonna get affected by that transfer portal. I think if no matter what it is, if it's basketball, baseball, football, you name it, you're going to struggle every year to keep your top players from saying, you know what, or I didn't play as a freshman. Coach Rebo, you promised me you would play me. You didn't. I'm out.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, you think about.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you think about what Coach Rebo and them are going through just with the fact of what you're talking about with NIL, the fact. But just think if somebody else can give you just a little bit more. It's never enough, you know. And that's the things that you have to worry about when you're talking about taking your ball. And
I would hope this that we have created, excuse me, an environment, a culture that guys want to stay and don't want to keep trying to run and keep trying to move on. Hope we can.
That's what
that.
We do. Yeah.
JT, Tim, thank you so much for the time, fellas.
No, all right, guys. Thank you.
All. This is Sports Talk here on WWL AM/FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.